Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. Betty Jo Tucker's already in the house. Betty Jo, what time is it where you get up? It's 3 hours different. We get up at 7 every day. Cup of coffee and me, huh, Betty Jo? Oh, Betty Jo. Oh, I got a little story in a minute. But welcome, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The best in movie info. Betty Jo Tucker. Yeah, she's always fun. Betty Jo, I have a little story for you. This is why, a very New York story. But it's why I love New York, one of the many reasons I love New York. So as you know, Betty Jo and I are big fans of everything, movies and films and everything else like that. And of course, we love our celebrities when we run into them. So I'm sitting on a subway train, and I look across at this man, and he's an older man, but youngish in appearance of face, let us say. And as I'm looking at him, I go, why does that man seem so familiar? I said, wow, look at that mole that he has there on his face, too. Why does he seem so familiar? And he's wearing glasses, so I'm really not thinking. And then he turns to the side, and I go, oh, my God, it's Richard Thomas. It's John Boy Walton. He's riding the subway. I'm on the subway with John Boy Walton. And so I thought that was a wonderful New York moment. I had another, as I said, I love New York for that, the celebrities are here. When I looked at him and I recognized him, he knew I recognized him. He just smiled, and I didn't want to say anything because then I would bring attention to the whole train. Like, oh, my God, you're John Boy Walton. But I didn't want to do that. My other favorite thing, I usually wear my baseball caps out, just a good protection from the sun. And I was crossing the street in my neighborhood, and I'm standing next to a woman, and she's wearing a baseball cap. She's taller than me, and she's wearing a baseball cap, too. So I like to see what the logos are on people's face. So I'm staring at her cap and not her, and then I look at her, and then something in my brain clicks, and I look back at her, and I smile, and she smiles back, and she goes, yeah, it's me, and it was Julia Roberts. So those are very good New York stories. Robert Klein was hysterical the other night at the Friars Club, just still on his game. Kevin Meaney was hilarious. Who else do I have there? Oh, gosh. Oh, Lisa Lampanelli. Oh, my gosh. She does use that foul language, but she is funny, I have to say, and she looks great. I think she had the surgery for weight loss. Anyway, she looks like fantastic, just a totally different person. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in a good way. She looks great. Let's see who's in the house. Chuck Skull, Richard V. Smart, and Betty Jo Tucker. I got my biker gang here today. They're in the house, my biker gang. I slip into Southern accents whenever I talk to my wonderful brother, Vince. That's what that's all about. But let's move on here. Everybody's popping into the room. That's all good. So the Friars Club was mucho fun. Mucho fun the other night. Billy Crystal is bringing his show back to Broadway. Did everyone know that? I think he's going to start in L.A. with it. And I believe Alan Zweibel is one of the writers or directors of it. And let's hear Alan Zweibel, great comedy writer, also a member of the Friars Club. Let's hear his story. It's called The History of Me. By Alan Zweibel. Wrote for Saturday Night Live and, gosh, so many books I can't even tell you. Here we go. Come on, Alan. Okay, he's coming.
I wanted to be a comedy writer. I always did ever since I was a little boy growing up on Long Island, but I was in college and there was no courses, there was no curriculum, there was no way, there was no road to take to become a comedy writer. So I figured, gee, maybe I'll become a lawyer, have something to fall back on. And my grades were okay, but they made me take this test, the law boards, the LSATs. Are you familiar with this test? Which was, they're graded from 200 to 800. If you can write your name, you get a 200. If you're Albert Einstein, you get an 800. If you're me, I got a 390. which reclassified me as a mineral, like right away. And I got a 390. I went home to Long Island, told my Jewish parents that I got a 390 on the law boards. And about a week later, this is after they uncovered the mirrors, and got up from those wooden boxes that they had brought in. My father handed me $1,000, which I then handed to a guy named Stanley Kaplan. You know this guy? He's all over. He's got these schools where they teach you how to prepare to take standardized tests. And for 6 months, $1,000, 6 months, I'm there with the earphones on and the number two pencils and taking the old test and just really focusing on retaking the law boards, which I did 6 months later, where my score catapulted up to a 401. So I figured at that rate, I'd be 90 and my father would be broke by the time I got into an English-speaking law school. So I started writing jokes for Catskill comedians, old comedians who were working the Borscht Belt, the Jewish Alps, called the Catskill Mountains. The Catskill Mountains in the 50s and the 60s were the spawning ground for comedians. I wrote for every Morty, Dickie, Freddie, and Lee that ever lived, okay? I'm 21, they're 50 years old, and they're paying me $7 a joke. That was the rate that I got, $7 a joke. And some of them were just real pains in the ass about it because they'd only pay me if the joke got a laugh. Yeah. So what I would do is I would get in my parents' car on a Friday or Saturday night, drive from Long Island up to the Catskill Mountains, to the Concord Hotel, to the Neverly, Grossingers, wherever it was. I'd sit in the back of the room, and I'd listen to my jokes being told. And then one of the comedian would come off the stage, and he'd come up to me and he says, "Boy, you know, that joke about paving the driveway really didn't get a laugh." And I said, "Gee, I heard a laugh." And then we would bargain, and I'd go home with $4, you know. So, you know, I was 21, they're 50. You know, it was like writing for my parents' friends. And I was different sensibilities, and I really didn't want to write for them, but these were the only people that I knew. And I looked around and go, no, I got to change something here. I got to change. And what I did was, there were two clubs in New York at the time. This is in the mid-70s now. It's a Catch a Rising Star and the Improvisation. There were two showcases where the newer breed of comedians at the time were coming through. So what I did was I took all the jokes that these older guys wouldn't buy from me, and I made it up into a stand-up comedy act for myself. And I went to the club, and my plan was to go on stage, deliver the jokes with the hopes that a manager, an agent, a TV executive, all of whom were hanging out at these clubs now, would like the material and give me a job. The first week that I'm there, I met a guy who was also starting out. His name is Billy Crystal. And he was starting, and we became fast friends. I lived in Woodmere, Long Island with my parents. And he lived in Long Beach, Long Island with his wife and kid. He's more mature than I am, okay? And every night he would take his little blue Volkswagen and pick me up at my parents. By the way, in case it ever comes up in conversation, this is the international symbol for little blue Volkswagen, okay? He would pick me up at my parents' house. We'd go into the city, tell our jokes, and then he would take me home. About 4 months into this experiment, I'm on stage about 1 o'clock in the morning, having the hardest time in the world making these six drunks from Des Moines laugh. I get off the stage and I'm really upset. It was horrible. I go over to the bar and I'm hanging my head and waiting for Billy to get done so I can get a ride home. When a guy comes and he sits down next to me and just starts staring at me and staring at me. And finally I go, "What?" He goes, "You know, you're the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life." I said, "I know. Why rub this in like this? What are you doing?" He said, "Well, your material's not bad. Did you write it?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Can I see more of it?" I said, "You bet." I didn't even ask who it was at first because it would have shown it to like a gardener at this point, okay? Ends up, this guy is Lorne Michaels.
That's a great story, Alan Zweibel. Terrific writer. His book, Lunatics, along with, oh gosh, I just she's a co-writer, just went out of my head, I apologize, is going to be made into a movie this year. Good news, right, Betty Jo? This week on Movie Attic Headquarters, why, Miss Betty Jo, she'll be featuring Justin Timberlake in the spotlight. Mad movie man A.J. Hockery and producer Nikki Starr agreed to rant and rave about Timberlake's music and movies. Okay, yeah, he's an A-list performer. That's Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo, I have a Justin Timberlake story, too. I did the Justin Timberlake SNL sketch, and I got to see him. All you can see were my legs in the sketch, but anyway, I got to be up close and personal with Betty Jo, Justin Timberlake. Not so up close, maybe 4 feet away. But to me, that was pretty cool. Being that close to Justin Timberlake, Gail Parento's in the house. Parento Guidance, best publicist in all of New York City. Yeah, Clopsy's in the house. Chuck Skull's in the house. Richard B. Smart's in the house. The Wacko Network, Wacko Network, Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Vicky Chats is in the house, all the way from Crete, and Wacko Bob. Why? My posse's here. My posse's here, I tell you. It's all fun. I don't know what I'd do without you. Lucy Arnaz. Awesome. Yeah, that was terrific. She was a great guest. You should listen to that in archives, everyone. It's a great interview. I'll try and post it again. Oh, tonight, watch the Nancy Lombardo Show. If you live in New York City, it's on three channels. Channel 34, Fios. Channel 56, Time Warner. And channel 83 on RCN. Did I get everybody? And if you don't live in New York City, you can watch it New York City time. That's Eastern Standard Time at 7 p.m. Go to www.mnn, that's like my Nancy.org, mnn.org, and you can watch it live on the Lifestyle channel there. And what else is going on? Oh, tonight I won't be able to watch my own TV show once again because I'll be busy performing at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar, located between Avenue A and B on 14th Street. You can't miss it. There's shrunken tikis in the window. Yes. Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar, back room. I'll be performing there at No Name and a Bag of Chips. You want to check that out? Definitely. Definitely check that out. And who's in the room? Oh, well, welcome special guest, Chuck Skulls in there, Vicky Chats. All the way. Every time, Vicky, you join the room, I get a craving for fried feta cheese. I don't know why that is, okay? All righty, let's keep it moving. I wanted to play Craig Scott music, and unfortunately, the music didn't download correctly, but we'll try and have him on next week. Go to www, I believe it's Craig Scott Music. Is that it? I wrote it down somewhere. Yes, it's www.craigscott.com, and we're going to hear his band next week, and we'll see how everything goes with that, shall we? George Bettinger, I want to mention him. He's not in the house yet. I think he's going to stop by briefly. George Bettinger's show, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. It's easier just to go to Facebook, and you can follow the thread, The Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. Here's a little taste of joy.
Say the secret right, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! When is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. Hello, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
And though you only leave me on and hurt me,
Esposito. Go to www.jennaesposito.com. And I just heard the harmonies in there. And just a little backstory on that. Her sister sings backup for her, and her father plays guitar. They are such a cool family. And you remember I had on my show, you know that Maiden Form ad where the women are dancing? Well, the redhead in those Maiden Form ads is Rena Strober, and we had her on as a guest a couple of weeks ago. A lovely musical star. She's done Broadway. She's been in Les Mis. Anyway, here's a little, I think one of her own songs called Crazy Train, Rena Strober. Here we go.
I know that things are going wrong for me. You've got to listen to my words.
Isn't she fantastic? Another Fryer. Look for her in that Dancing Maiden Form ad. She's awfully good. She's an awful good actress, too. And she's got a movie coming out soon, too. And you know whose birthday it was recently? It was Tikatsumi Yoshihara's birthday. So why don't we give a little shout-out and a happy birthday to Katsumi Yoshihara. I see you in the house, George Bettinger. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to Facebook and Mom and Pop, friend him there. And you can follow him right along. Let's give Katsumi a little shout-out for his birthday and hear Stroll Road of Night. I don't know what that means, but now Biking? Marco Polo. Inside joke. Okay, Chuck Skull's in the house. Klopsy's in the house. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. It's the mom and pop shop. Check them out. George, it would help me immensely when I go to listen to it so I don't have to search for the first half hour if you just pop that icon up, the link, in the little scroll every now and then, and I could just click on it and I'm in. Vicky Chats, how's it going, Vicky Chats? Richard B. Smart, he sure is. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. And it's going to be Timberlake time Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters, Justin Timberlake, all about him. And you will have fun listening to her. Also, go to www.bettyjotucker.com, I believe. She's got a blog. She's just everywhere. If you want to know about movies, why don't you have something called Ask Betty on your website? Because you know so much, Betty. And don't forget her books. Oh, post your books up there, Betty, because I'm only on one cup of coffee so far. So I want to get that going. And we'll keep it going with how about some Chuck Colombo? Columbo or Facebook friend him and ask about where you can get his music. It's a great CD. Check it out. Hey, I got things to plug here. First, let's start with me. Tonight I'll be at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. That's 14th Street between A and B. You cannot miss it. It's closer to B. Walk towards the back room, past the guys in the motorcycle jackets. Yes, it's that kind of a performance space. Thank you very much. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can I get by? Thank you. Anyway, I'll be doing my comedy there. And also, I got more. Tonight, if you're around, you can watch me on TV. If you can't make it out to see me live, go to the Nancy Lombardo Show, www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7 p.m. If you're in New York City, you can watch it on 34, 56, or 83, depending on your carrier. Also, Sunday, I'll be performing at New Mothers Group Reunion Child Safety Day. That's a lot. That's the NYU Langone Medical Center. I'll be there and doing some comedy. For more information or to call to register, go to Victoria Madison Masterson at 212-263-7207. 212-263-7207. Registration is $25, but it's a full day of stuff, not just me. They got to check in. They're going to welcome you. I'm going to do some comedy. They're going to have a dad chat. They're going to have a mom chat, and they're going to have the safety fair for kids. Oh, it's and new identity kits, so that's definitely worth going to. Okay, I'm waiting on an email. How much time do I have? 3 minutes. Let me see if I can get all this in. Terry Mintz, you're taking too long to email me. on this information that I need. Let me see if I can find it. Terry Mintz presents Tale. And Tale will be this coming Tuesday, the 24th. Oh, I found it. Yay. All right. Tale Storytelling Show. That's what is it? Well, Tale, that's a lot of alliteration. Tale Storytelling Show with Music, Tuesday, September 24th at Three of Cups Lounge. I can't talk now. I need another cup of coffee. It's at the, okay, one more time. I'm going to do it this time. Tales Storytelling Show with Music, Tuesday, September 24th at Three of Cups Lounge, 83 First Avenue at East 5th Street, 8:30 p.m. A great lineup: Terry Mintz, Betty Goldstein, Annie Corzin, J.D. Cerner, Ted Rall, Cassie, Jay Snyder, and music by Andrew Klewan. I wish there were names I could pronounce in this show. Anyway, it's only $5. It's a great show. You never know what celebrities are going to be there. Check it out for $5. Well worth it. That's Tuesday, September 24th at Three of Cups. All right. I got 1 minute here, Terry, and now you're calling me in? All right. Terry, I already did it. If you're listening as a guest, I already plugged you. But one more time, Taylor Storytelling Show with Music, Tuesday, September 24th at Three of Clubs Lounge. That's 83 First Avenue, corner of East 5th. It's down in the basement, so go downstairs to see the show. Doors open at 8:15. It's an 8:30 show. It's only $5. The drinks are cheap. And that's Terry Mintz, Betty Goldstein, Annie Corzin, J.D. Cerner, Ted Rall, Cassie J. Snyder. And I got that all in the last 90 seconds of my show. So again, I want to thank for all my faithful friends for joining in here. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. That's Tuesday. That'll be Tuesday, 4 p.m. It'll be Timberlake Day on Movie Attic Headquarters. The Chuck Skull Show. Check him out. Clopsy's in the house. Richard B. Smart from the Wacko Bob Show. The Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Vicky chats whenever she feels like it. Cyanide's in the house. Have a good weekend, Cyanide. I think it's time to get another dog. Don't you? Anyway, I think it's all good, right? So thank you for joining in today. Remember, you can watch me on TV. You can watch me almost anywhere. At this point, I'm everywhere, right? I sure am. I was trying to find a song to go out on that was short here. And thank you all for joining me again. Oh, yes, and of course, the Mom and Pop Shop with George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. And so let's go out with a little Christine Lavin, shall we? Thank you all for joining in today. Always fun. Check out the arts, support the arts by supporting the arts. And my CD is available, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby. Or just buy one song, I don't care. Anyway, have a good time and a great rest of your day. Sunshine.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cats, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. 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 Bad dog.
All right. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks again for joining in. Thank you very much. Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Bye-bye.